أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 27 and 28 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, or these two ayat, particularly on an occasion in the fifth year of the Hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had originally come to Medina Tayyiba. We all know Islamic history, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had signed a peace treaty with the three Jewish tribes that dwelled in Medina Munawwara. One or two clauses of the treaty was that should any outsider attack Medina Munawwara, we will all defend Medina together. And another important aspect of the treaty for purposes of understanding here is that should there be an attack, we will not join forces with anyone who has any enmity against any one of us in Medina Tayyiba. So the fifth year of the Hijrah, the battle of the trench, which is known as Al-Ahzab, the battle of the confederates, had taken place. The Banu Qurayza, very briefly, violated these terms and conditions of the treaty, and they became allies of the Quraysh of Makkah, the other Arab tribes, and hence they began to support the outside forces, and they had left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the battle of trench, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to siege the area and the forts of the Banu Qurayza, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done that. A period of time had passed. They could not sustain remaining in the forts forever. They want to now come out of the forts. Their initial intention was to leave Medina and go towards Syria. However, how were they going to do all of this? They needed somebody to mediate, they needed somebody to speak to, and by their own choice, they chose the Sahabi, Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to the Banu Qurayza, he had known the intent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a very serious violation. And he had also known that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not have much mercy upon them. And another very important factor was for such violations in their own kitab, in the Torah, was that the men will be killed, women and children will be taken as captives. So when Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached them, they chose him because he had some property. Part of his family also lived in the vicinity of the Banu Qurayza, and they felt that there may be some kind of mutual interest, and hence Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to the Banu Qurayza. When he met them, the initial intention that they showed to him was that if we surrender with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow us to live in Medina Tayyiba. At that time, Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, merely by the indication of a finger that he placed on his neck, that was a gesture that there is no way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to accommodate you, but however, you are going to be put to the sword. Now that little bit, although it was the gesture of the finger, Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu had realized that he betrayed the trust of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and immediately he goes from there directly to Masjidun Nabawi. via another route. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is waiting for Sayyidina Abu Lubaba. He cries on the way. He reaches Masjid al-Nabawi. He ties himself to a pillar, refusing to untie himself until and unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces his forgiveness or death comes upon him. So hence, 7 days or odd, Sayyidina Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained in that condition, in that state, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed late at night the ayah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announcing that Allah ta'ala would forgive him, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had untied him. So ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that incident. Allah says, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who have brought iman, لا تَخُونُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, do not misappropriate, do not be disloyal to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ, and do not be disloyal to your own trusts that you have mutually between yourselves. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, whilst you know. So insofar as this ayah in context with the reason of revelation that is understood. But what is this khiyanat, the disloyalty, the misappropriation of the trust of Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say that disobeying Allah is to betray the trust of Allah. Disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to betray the trust of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ, know well that certainly your wealth and your children, your offspring are a fitna. In other words, they are a trial. This word fitna in Arabic comes from the word trial. It also comes for the word punishment. And it also comes for that trial which a person fails and subsequently the person is punished. So because Sayyidina Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu's family had lived there, there could be the connotation that because of his love for them, he had done what he had done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, and certainly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great reward, that many occasions people in trying to satisfy themselves, trying to satisfy their families, they violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not realizing that whatever we have in our possession is a trial from Allah. The offspring, the children that Allah ta'ala has given us, the families that Allah has given us, these are all trials from Allah. That do we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, or we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation more? And in these times, when a person is given a choice, sometimes, Allah forbid, we fail, that we violate the commandment of Allah in trying to appease those that are close to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.